It's just a tiny brown wasp, smaller than a grain of rice or what we here in Boston call Jimmy's ice cream sprinkles. But this little bug, the Tamarixia radiata, a predator from Pakistan, could save California's $1.8 billion citrus industry from an even more dangerous insect called the Asian citrus psyllid that's already decimated Florida's orange groves. You can see pictures of the bugs at hearandnow.org. While we find out more from entomologist Mark Huddle, he's director at the Center for Invasive Species Research at the University of California, Riverside, and joins us from KUCR, the campus radio station there. Mark, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me today.
So tell us more, the Tamarixia radiata, this, you know, little wasp, how does it kill the Asian citrus psyllid?
The females use something called an ovipositor, which is a type of egg-laying tube, and the female slides this underneath the psyllid nymph, which is the immature stage of the psyllid, and she lays an egg. That egg hatches, and then the larva that hatches from that egg starts to eat the psyllid. Now, the females can kill these psyllids in a second way as well, and this process is called host feeding. So that same egg-laying tube, the ovipositor, she will use that like a small dagger, and she will stab the nymph repeatedly with that ovipositor until the hemolymph, or the insect body fluids, start to leak from those wounds.
Ay, ay, ay. This reminds us how violent nature can be when you have these natural predators. So, you know, the idea, of course, is to get this predator, the radiata, to kill the psyllid before it kills California's orange groves, as it already did in Florida. Mm-hmm. But, you know, isn't it kind of risky to bring a predator from outside the country to kill a bug?
Yes, this is a valid concern that many people bring up when we discuss this project. We have worked in Pakistan for about the last 18 months. So once we found these parasitoids, we brought them back to a biosecurity level 3 quarantine facility on the campus at the University of California, Riverside. And for about the last 16 months, we have done an intensive battery of safety tests. These safety tests have involved presenting the parasitoids with other species of insect that it may find attractive and could use for food. And we found that the parasitoid has zero interest in using any of those other possible food sources for reproduction. We have been unable to find any evidence of this parasitoid running amok and attacking other insects or humans or pets other than the intended target, which is the Asian citrus psyllid.
This psyllid, the Asian citrus psyllid, is serious business. I mean, it poses a serious threat to citrus production. So there's a very dramatic element to all of this. And we understand that because agencies in Washington, Homeland Security and others, sort of took the focus away from trying to block some of these invasive species from coming into the U.S., there are now more invasive species in the U.S. than there have been in a long time. Are you concerned about that?
Yes, this brings up a very good point. For example, California, it's been estimated, acquires a new species every 60 days. In Hawaii and Florida, it's been estimated that this rate is higher. So the cost to the U.S. is exceptionally high from these invasive species. Some estimates put it as great as $138 billion a year.
Well, we know some legislators, lawmakers like Dianne Feinstein, are trying to get some of these jobs back at our borders, insect inspectors who examine packages that come in, for instance, and she's trying to correct that imbalance that was caused by, you know, post 9/11 thinking. But in the meantime, again, it's just such an interesting parallel world. You know, while, you know, agents are looking for terrorists, you're looking for these invasive species and also for other species to take them out. We understand you were just in Saudi Arabia hunting for a natural enemy for the red palm weevil. What does the red palm weevil do, and what are you trying to find to eradicate it?
The red palm weevil is an exceptionally large beetle or weevil, which is native to southeastern Asia. It's approximately about 2.5 inches in size, and it's a particularly destructive pest of palm trees. The FAO has declared it to be the world's most destructive insect pest attacking palms. Now, we found it recently in Laguna Beach in Orange County in Southern California in September of 2010. And the big mystery to us was, how did it arrive in this small affluent neighborhood? Palm tree imports into the United States have been banned for approximately 2 years, and there was no evidence of any recent plantings of palm trees in these communities. So we have subsequently discovered that the larvae of the red palm weevil are a delicacy to some ethnic groups. And we learnt this when we were living in Indonesia last year, looking for the red palm weevil. So leading on from that, our investigations have taken us to Saudi Arabia, which has a severe date palm infestation problem with red palm weevil, and we are working with scientists there to develop control strategies. This weevil recently established itself on the islands of Curacao and Aruba in the Caribbean, which puts it in very close proximity to the peninsula of Florida now. So we are looking at, potentially in the future, bi-coastal invasions of this pest.
Well, it's quite something. You know, it sounds like you have to be part scientist, of course, but part detective, part adventure traveler, you know. Is there a tension in your offices? I mean, I'm picturing sort of a almost like a CSI program where you have a big white screen and you're saying, oh, there's the red weevil, it's moved to Aruba, you know. Is there a tension to this?
Yes, you know, you're exactly right. Basically, invasive species fall into two different groups. There are things that we are aware of, like the Asian citrus psyllid and the red palm weevil that we have just discussed, and we keep a very close eye on their movements internationally. And once they position themselves close to our borders, we become more vigilant and obviously ramp up detection and monitoring programs for those pests. But on the other hand, there are invasive species that we do not know about. So often species show up and they catch us blind. They blindside us, basically. We weren't expecting them. We didn't know their identity and we were unable to anticipate the problems that they were going to cause once they arrived here.
Well, and that must be a disheartening day in the office.
It is. Yeah. When that happens and you go out to some of these orchards and you see the catastrophe in front of your eyes and the upset owners of these orchards whose livelihoods are depending on fruit production, yes, it can be very alarming, and you end up having to work very quickly to try and develop sustainable solutions to these problems.
Yeah. That's Mark Huddle, biological control specialist and director of the Center for Invasive Species Research at the University of California, Riverside. After extensive research, they've just decided to release 281 of the tiny Tamarixia radiata wasps, a predator from Pakistan that they're hoping will take out the Asian citrus psyllid that has been destroying the citrus trees there in California. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.